Flaming ones, devotees of the heart. I, Zadkiel, am here in your midst and breathe fire into your soul now. Have you kindled that fire by raising your awareness to celestial heights, whereby, as fiery beings, you ingest fire during your times of silence, during your invocations and devotions, and always, blessed ones, what will it mean for you to live in a new state of awareness whereby you live in that fire, you breathe that spiritual fire moment by moment, consciously? I say that it will mean transformation, transmutation of the highest order. And as priests and priestesses of Melchizedek and of my order, the violet ray will be your daily fare, and it will accelerate you into a new domain of beingness whereby your own God presence may literally walk through you. Your own I am that I am may breathe through you, and all that is beautiful and real of your true godhood may shine forth through you as a blessing to the world, as a resource of light to many, as an inspiration to thousands who may, if you desire, come to you as a fountain of light, in order to be bathed, washed clean in the radiance of God, whom you have become. Yes, dearest ones, many of you have been invoking the violet light now for decades, and it is time for a new acceleration, a new experience of divinity right within the cells of your being, to the extent that you are literally glowing with that celestial energy field that is indicative of the golden crystal age of Aquarius manifesting now and not at some distant future time, when you self-realize that your soul is and can always be the repository of the violet light frequency. Then, through soul fullness, you rise into a new domain whereby you may walk and talk with ascended beings who have always been available and yet who hide at times from those who do not understand the dynamics of solar living and accelerated consciousness. Yes, you are all mystics if you choose to live in the crystal diamond mist of amethyst, blessed ones. And if you could behold the totality of her being as I know her, then you would be amazed at how the mist is crystallized into the beautiful amethyst, and how at times the amethyst dissolves into that crystalline mist that is the essence, yes, the very quintessence of godhood, of the seventh order of evolution and divine beingness. when you meditate, breathe this fire of aliveness into every cell, so that the empowerment that comes, even in a few moments of super connectedness with the superconductor of your God presence, may realign you and provide for you that which is essential for super evolution into the clarity of being where God resides fully within. You have heard it takes not time, it takes attunement for a right decision and for you to remain on that straight and narrow path of your God reality. Well, blessed ones, what greater way to attain that attunement than to tone and retone your being to the celestial, chiming, tonal music of the seventh age, that even now, angels of the seventh ray from our retreat over Cuba are emanating, singing, and raying forth to all evolutions of light throughout the earth, calling them to a new way of love, admonishing them to leave aside non-forgiveness and non-acceptance of others as a part of the greater whole of the true selfhood of God in all life, and to forget the past and accept the future within the eternal now of all possibilities, and now that magic that may occur as you, as alchemists of the sacred fire, are invested in the dynamics of the new age in your every thought, word, and deed, and spiritual experimentation through your conscious lives. Oh, if you could behold the glories of God in the etheric planes of light daily, and in what we are precipitating and inspiring upon the higher minds of mankind within the retreats of the Universal Great White Brotherhood. You would, dearest ones, reconsecrate even your breathing and that which you experience through the five senses as well as the higher senses to the glorification of God and the bringing forth of that kingdom of God upon earth as Jesus beheld it, prayed for it, and admonished his disciples to go for it with their intrepid and daring spirits. I call you to be disciples of the seventh ray age of light. And if you would be transformed, even in the twinkling of an eye, then be aware, be present, and be ready for change. Ha, ha, ha! You thought that you were so spiritual, and yet you now know that you can be truly ultra-spiritual through laughter and levity, and that which the seventh ray brings unto you right within the framework of a new awareness, way beyond all sense of limitation, all new age organizations, and that which communities at times codify as their belief system, which in a sense has been confining and not allowing the highest of vibratory fields to resonate within them. It is fine, blessed ones, to hold true to spiritual principles, values, and the higher directives of your own God presence. Never, however, be tied to anything that keeps you bound to the human domain when you can soar with the eagles and experience true divine freedom in any realm of consciousness that your own solar presence directs you to experience and know intimately by direct understanding, knowledge, true gnosis of the highest order. Why, many of you have accepted much less than what you could have experienced and incorporated into your spiritual lives, dearest ones, simply by the fact that you have limited your own awareness through the lens of what other spiritual teachers, even those whom we have sponsored in the past, have codified in books, teachings, and directives. It is a new day, and all possibilities are set before you on the altar of change within your heart. And if you would truly be free, as the ascended hosts, archangels, and the legions of light that serve the Almighty are free, then rise, behold your true self in all of its divine glory, and shine forth that radiance day by day through love, compassion, kindness, and everything that you know is true, beautiful, and real, and in and of God. Blessed ones, I am speaking to the choir. And as you know, we have 9 choirs of angels in heaven, while I say the 10th is you. And sometimes we find that your toning and your singing is not always on cue. Therefore, practice as our earthly choir with one another to attune to the song celestial of archangelic light. Perceive the toning of holiness. And those who stand before the altar of the Most High and the great central sun, praising God continuously and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord of light and life. Yes, blessed ones, your praise of God in the great central sun and within your own heart may be your greatest devotional and spiritual practice. And as you make it real by applying all that you know lovingly, creatively, and magically in your world, we will be more comfortable in your presence. Provide certain secrets that you may utilize for the acceleration of light on your path, and grace you with so many blessings that they will be overflowing, seemingly beyond the cup that you raise to receive them in God's presence. O holy ones, the intimacy of our communion in heaven is something that you should strive for upon earth. And when you can feel the light and the light waves, when you can feel the frequencies and the currents of the Holy Spirit moving through the earth and within you on a daily and hourly basis, then you will know the way, the truth, and the life as we know it. As the great mystics and initiates and avatars of the ages have first beheld and accepted it within their hearts, and then attempted in their own highest way to model it and teach it to humanity. I claim you all as a part of this greater choir of mystics upon earth. And as you are self-initiated in the ongoing path of love, know that we are here as a resource for you to behold God in all life, to live consciously and walk the earth as the ancient ones did, with a light step, with love truly beating your heart, and with the joy of the child who you have become again in obedience to the words of the Lord Jesus. For this is how you will ascend into the very living presence of the One. Through humility, you conquer all. Through love, all things truly do become magical. Now, my beloved comes with her flaming presence and numberless numbers of angels of the seventh ray to bless your crystals, those in the upper room, those that you are wearing upon your body temple, those upon the altar, and even as you visualize it, those in your homes, in your special place of devotion, in your sanctuaries. And she places her fiery, flaming hands over these. Now, to charge them with a new radiance of amethystial joy. Of holy levity. And these amethysts and crystals are nearly jumping for joy, like Mexican jumping beans, to receive the afflatus of the spirit of amethyst. Yes, gracious ones, these crystals are now living beings that will do their work on your behalf as you impress your own love into and within them, and utilize them as foci of light and higher awareness for the blessing of life and for your alchemical experiments. Oh, how great is God! Live in the violet light joy field, and you will always be free to know the presence of the One, the shining light of the sun, the nobility of the all-pervading, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent One. I am Zadkiel, and through the power of the Z-ray, blending with the violet light. I impel you higher to aspire always to your highest godhood in that state of the perfected heart, the heart that loves and loves.